Pete Seeger carries us on. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With my weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. Well, it was some garden party. 18,000 people packed into Madison Square Garden Sunday night to celebrate the first 90 years of Pete Seeger's life. The legendary folk singer is a living history of the 20th century's grassroots struggles for worker rights, civil rights, the environment, and peace. Powerful, passionate performances and tributes rang out from the stage, highlighting Seeger's enduring imprint on our society. Bruce Springsteen opened his set with a tribute to Pete.
As Pete and I traveled to Washington for President Obama's inaugural celebration, he told me the entire story of We Shall Overcome, how it moved from a labor movement song and with Pete's inspiration had been adopted by the civil rights movement. And that day as we sang This Land Is Your Land, I looked at Pete, the first black president of the United States was seated to his right. And I thought of the incredible journey that Pete had taken. You know, my own growing up in the 60s, town scarred by race rioting, made that moment nearly unbelievable. And Pete had 30 extra years of struggle and real activism on his belt. He was so happy that day. It was like, Pete, you outlasted the bastards, man. You just outlasted them. It was so nice. It was so nice. At rehearsals the day before, it was freezing. It was like 15 degrees. And Pete was there. He had his flannel shirt on. I said, man, you better wear something besides that flannel shirt. He said, yeah, I got my long johns on under this thing. I said, and I asked him, I said, how do you want to approach This Land as Your Land? As it'd be near the end of the show. And all he said was, well, I know I want to sing all the verses. You know, I want to sing all the ones that Woody wrote, especially the two that get left out, you know, about private property in a relief office. And I thought, of course, you know, that's what Pete's done his whole life. He sings all the verses all the time, especially the ones that we'd like to leave out of our history as a people.
This land was made for you and me.
In the squares of the city.
In the squares of the city.
By the shadow of the steeple.
By the shadow of the steeple.
By the relief office.
By the relief office.
I saw my people.
I saw my people.
As they stood there hungry.
As they stood hungry.
I stood there whispering.
This land was made for you and me.
A great high wall.
Tried
to stop me. Great big sign there.
Private property.
On the other side. It didn't say nothing. That side was made for you and me.
Pete Seeger's unflinching commitment to social justice landed him before the House Un-American Activities Committee in 1955. He told HUAC, I resent very much and very deeply the implication of being called before this committee that in some way, because my opinions may be different from yours, that I am any less of an American than anyone else. Seeger was blacklisted and didn't appear on television for close to 15 years until he sang on the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour. I talked to Pete Seeger about the experience.
Well, the Smothers Brothers were a big, big success on CBS television. And way back the year before, I think in the spring of 67, they said, CBS says, anything we can do for you, you're right at the top. What can we do to make you happier? And they said, let us have Seeger on. And CBS said, well, we'll think about it. Finally, in October, they said, okay, you can have him on. And I sang this song, waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. The tape was made in California, flown to New York, and in New York, they scissored the song out. And Now the Smothers Brothers took to the print media and said, CBS is censoring our best jokes. They censored Seeger's best song. And they got some publicity. And during November, December, January, the arguments went on. Finally in February, late January of 68, CBS said, okay, he can sing the song.
Sergeant said, sir, with all this equipment, no man will be able to swim. Sergeant, don't be a nervous Nilly, the captain said to him. All we need is a little determination, men, follow me, I'll lead on. We were neck deep in the big muddy, the big pool said to push on.
Waist deep in the big muddy tells of an army captain who drowned while ordering his troops deeper and deeper into a river, an obvious metaphor for U.S. involvement in Vietnam.
The sergeant said, turn around, men, I'm in charge from now on. And we just made it out of the big muddy with the captain dead and gone.
In 1949, Pete Seeger and the great white-listed black opera singer and actor Paul Robeson held a concert in Peekskill, New York, an upstate village with an active Ku Klux Klan. A vigilante mob stoned the crowd. Hundreds were injured. Pete took rocks from that assault and incorporated them into his fireplace so that the stones meant to maim now just protect the flame. Dear to Pete for his life has been the Hudson River, said to be one of the most polluted bodies of water in the world. In 1966, Pete co-founded the environmental organization Hudson River Sloop Clearwater, which uses a beautiful wooden boat and an annual celebration to engage and educate people on the need to clean the Hudson and protect the environment. There's a movement to nominate Pete Seeger for the Nobel Peace Prize. At Madison Square Garden on Sunday night, his singing voice is faint now after 70 years of singing truth to power. He mouthed the words to the songs, but what came out were the voices of the 18,000 people in the audience singing out. That's Pete's legacy. That's what we'll carry on.
Was blind, but now I see. Was blind. This is blind. But
I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.